Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some extension news, give out some details from our county wheat plot tour, and remind everyone of our McPherson County Farmers Market each Saturday on the 4-H Fairgrounds. But first, for today's Did You Know? The 2021 Kansas Wheat Quality Tour took place from May 17th through May 20th. Approximately 45 people from 13 states actively scouted 350 Kansas wheat fields in 15 different groups and 6 different routes across Kansas. The tour estimated that the 2021 wheat production for Kansas was at 365 million bushels of wheat, compared to 284 million bushels in 2020 and 306 bushels in 2019. An estimated 7.3 million acres of wheat were planted in the fall, with a 95% estimate area to be harvested. An annual wheat calculation of 52.8 bushels per acre was the final report based on estimated production and harvested area. Only time will tell, but it looks like Kansas farmers will again have an above-average wheat crop. In my extension news, not sure we needed all the rain, wind, and hail from Wednesday night's storm, as spring planting is still underway. Our flower and vegetable gardens from around the area seem to take some damage also. And with wheat harvest just around the corner, I'm sure we will have lots of questions concerning the wheat. And for more extension news, although our lives will never go back to the same from the COVID-19 pandemic, we here at the McPherson County Extension Office are moving forward and have many plans for the summer. I have already been answering many ag questions and making yard and farm visits. Our farmers market has opened for the year and runs through October. The annual Farm Safety Day Camp is set for June 9th, and the Master Gardeners and Friends Garden Tour will be June 26th. 4-H Awesome Camp at Rock Springs Ranch is back on schedule and is always a summer's highlight for the 4-H members that attend. During wheat harvest, I will be collecting wheat plot data information on moisture, test weight, bushels per acre, and protein levels at the 3 different McPherson County wheat plots, with a total of 27 varieties from each plot. July will bring a grazing program hosted at the Greg Gearing Farm and, of course, our county fairs. In August, we will be hosting our annual pre-plant wheat school and meal to follow, along with attending the Flickner Tech Farm Field Day. In my local wheat news, last Friday we held our annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour. We visited all 3 plots in Marquette, Mound Ridge, and Inman. K-State specialists gave a general outlook from what they have seen so far from across the state, along with the highlights of the varieties of wheat that best fit in McPherson County. Information was also given out on fungicide control for disease treatments in our wheat fields. It's amazing how our hard red winter wheat can withstand all the different elements it faces throughout the growing season. It is no doubt why our state and McPherson County is known for the America's breadbasket. As for our farmers market goers, each Saturday make plans to visit the McPherson County Farmers Market. Tell all your friends and neighbors and check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all our details. Every Saturday morning from now through October, the Farmers Market will be open at 7:30 a.m. and go till noon right here at the 4-H Fairgrounds, 710 West Woodside. Come get your local produce, eggs, baked goods, pork, flowers, pecans, and so much more. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everybody has a happy and fun Memorial Day weekend.